I guess the question I want to be talking to you about is how do we keep the government running as far as approval of what's the actual terminology here to keep the government running?
Yeah, or keep the government open. Some have said the opposite. How do we avoid a shutdown?
Okay.
Any of those ways.
Okay, good enough. Okay. Representative Dave Camp joins us. He's the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee in Washington, D.C. Congressman, thanks for joining me. I can't imagine there's an American that wants the U.S. government to shut down, but it could happen.
Well, it could, but obviously we're trying to avoid that, and we're working toward a solution. We do have this proposal that will reduce spending by $4 billion, keep the government open for 2 weeks while we work for a longer-term solution. And, Jim, this is about this year's spending, and we're already 5 months into the fiscal year. So we really do need to get a longer-term solution so we can talk about next year, which is normally what we're dealing with at this time.
Okay, $4 billion. What areas would the cuts come in?
Well, we've actually proposed reductions in virtually every area, but these $4 billion in the debate we had last week, but these $4 billion are proposals that President Obama put in his budget of areas that he thought he could reduce. That's why we're seeing some agreement, at least in the House, on this. But let me just say this is not a victory lap because the Senate has not agreed to do this. And as I said, we need a longer-term answer, not just a two-week answer.
Okay. Yeah. It's important for us to understand that both the House and Senate have to agree on this, although I guess when we, you know, Constitution 101, the money ideas and the proposals do have to come out of the House, right?
They do, and we particularly in terms of tax policy. And we do need to focus on creating jobs. And, you know, we have a debt that is 100% of our economy. We have we're borrowing from other countries. We really do need to focus on reducing spending. But I think in terms of growth, we have to also think about fundamental tax reform. We're going to have a debate on the floor of the House this week on repealing this 1099 requirement in the health care bill, which really was an example of how legislation
can have
unintended.
I thought that was already taken care of. You mean that's still stuck in there?
Oh, that's in there. That has not been taken care of. Yeah. The Senate voted on that. The House will vote on that this week. We do need to repeal that.
Now, Congressman, a $4 billion deal for cuts, and then that buys 2 weeks' worth. Does that mean another $4 billion for the next 2 weeks and on and on?
Well, I'm hoping, as I said, we can get to a longer-term answer there. If we have to go every 2 weeks, it's going to be all we do. I don't think that's going to be a good idea. But this is at least going to buy us some time to begin the negotiations on a longer-term answer. But I think the American people want us to get spending under control. As I said, with the debt that the level it's at, with unemployment at 9% for over 21 months, we really need growth in the private sector. And if we can reduce the size of the public sector, the private sector will grow and fill that vacuum.